Welcome back to Hour 2 of the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, filling in for John Stettmiller, founder and director of RBN Radio, the premier patriot radio network in the world, from America, from Austin, Texas. Your comments and questions, Bruce in Colorado, then John in New York, Alan in Texas, Dan in Texas, and then Joan in Louisiana. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, hi there, Dr. Deagle.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you think of 9/11 now, 5 years after the date?
Well, I think that it's a big change. I remember in the beginning, nobody would believe anything. And now, actually, thanks to the opposition with their attempt at damage control in the past month or so, we've seen a tremendous interest in what actually did happen on 9/11.
Give us some points that I think are important for people to use as dialogue points with others, because it sounds like your experience in trying to deal with people that can be a little hard-headed, not wanting to accept that their government may actually be planning their own demise.
Okay, well, one of the problems that I run into is that people think I'm unpatriotic. So I point out to them the difference between the patriotism that they think is patriotism, where you worship the leader or the dictator, that's their patriotism, to the true patriotism of the 1776 patriotism. That was when they said, there ain't no king but Jesus.
Exactly.
And I have that in an article. If somebody, anybody looking at it can print it out from the web. You can print it out. It's called What is Patriotism? And it's on SuperBowlSteve.com, right on the top of the page. SuperBowlSteve.com, right at the top, it says, What is Patriotism? And it tells what true patriotism is, and it's something that people could use when they run into this opposition and they think you're turning against your country, when actually you're working for the country.
Right, and of course we have to take our arms against those, both verbally and physically, against those enemies, domestic and foreign. And domestic enemies we now have in the White House, and in
yes.
our media, and in our military, and in our defense and intelligence and industrial complex. Because we now have criminals that are actually in a cabal to even cover up all of these operations, which are absolutely not incompetence, but absolutely perpetrated serious crime on a global scale.
Yes, that's true. I also have what to do, and there's a whole list of things that people can do politically in terms of, like, what to do now that elections are coming up, you know, who to vote for. Not really who to vote for, more like, how to figure out who to vote for is what I have there.
That's a good thing to do, yeah. Because go ahead.
In general, get the incumbents out, but not strictly speaking, because there are some that are good, like Ron Paul.
Absolutely.
So I point that out. I also have a couple of flyers, one which I like particularly. There's two flyers there that people can print out on their printer and change them around any way they want. If they don't like anything in particular on there, they can change it. And just print it out and just give it out. So for people who are new to the movement, that's the simplest thing they can do, is just go out and give it out to everybody.
Absolutely. And that's a great way. What's your website again, Bruce?
It's SuperBowlSteve.com.
Great.
It's at the top of the page. Another thing I might want to pass on is, when you pass out flyers and you make the flyers on your own printer, it's very expensive. But if you buy ink in bulk and then fill up those things, it's a lot cheaper. Now, by the way, that I can't get into the technicalities of that, but you can mess up with that. You better talk to somebody technical in regard to that, because there's some tricks that they have to defeat you from being able to use that bulk ink. But it is a lot cheaper that way.
Absolutely. You can actually use a syringe, believe it or not, to do it.
Yeah, the syringe comes with the kit. The syringe comes with the kit.
Absolutely. Great, Bruce. Appreciate your comments. John in New York, go ahead with your comments. And Alan in Texas, Dan in Texas, and Joan in Louisiana.
Hi, Dr. Bill Deagle. This is John from Albany, New York. I spoke to you a few months ago with Gary Franchi from Low Lantern Society, in the president chapter here.
Right.
And we're down here just leaving New York City right now. Good day today. There's a lot of people out.
John, if you can stay on the line, I can hear the bumper music for a couple-moment break. I want to hear your comments, because this is important. We'll be right back. Your comments and questions, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment with more dealing with 9/11, the past, present, and our future, which we need to decide today.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, filling in for John Stadtmiller. And the shortwave frequency is 12.180. We're on Telstar 5, Channel 17, digital satellite KU band radio, which you can obtain one of these radio systems at amazing here at the RBN store. Don't go to the electronics store. Go to RBN Live. And if you require precious metals, because the financial economy is about to hear a bust, and that will be a real estate bust. It's coming, as John says, probably by the spring at the very latest, because of the rumblings that are occurring in our world economy. And if you need those precious metals, which you do need, because it's the best investment to have a portion of your investments, then go to Republic Tradings at 800-691-7898. Get yourself ready. Have a radiation detox. Have the Rad Detect we carry on NutraMedical.com. Have yourself your food, your water. Be prepared and try to not only witness to your neighbors, but get them prepared, because our greatest danger is our unprepared neighbors that have not faced the reality of 9/11, have not got themselves prepared for a major crash in the economy, shortness of food. There's only a 3 to 5 day supply of food nationally, not months or years like they used to have. We're literally standing on the precipice of a disaster of very serious proportions. And in fact, if there just is a stoppage of any movement of goods or services across the country in 30 days, as much as half of the population could literally be dying because of starvation. This is a very serious matter, people, and we're not preparing to deal with these realities. So back to you, John, in New York. from Lone Lantern, the local chapter chairperson for LoneLantern.org in New York City. Tell us what's going on there as you're leaving New York City, John.
Yeah, it was pretty packed. A lot of, if you want to see an example of police state, you got it. A lot of armed officers. Just listened to Alex a little while ago, bullhorning. He did a great job. A lot of people out. Like, my voice is kind of shot from cheering and stuff. But we picketed, handed out a lot of flyers. A lot of people were waking up. You know, I was there a few years ago when I was just starting to wake up to this new world order and kind of get the whole picture of it. And there was a lot less people then, so it's good news.
It is, in fact, and it's everybody from the taxi driver to the department store clerk to everyone, the policeman, the doctor, the attorney, the person that's in Special Op in Delta, the firefighter, everyone needs to wake up to this reality or we will not corporately have a future. And it's not just American citizens. That's why getting involved with LoneLantern.org is a very important step to make it easier to fellowship, to find out, to get the rules of the road, to how to witness to other people, because waking up your neighbor and getting relationships developed on your local level is the solution to this catastrophe. We're looking for an external solution. We look for a big solution that involves big projects. This is how it's done. The little things, if you're faithful in them and get your relationships up with your local people, this is how we're going to solve this problem. Not from, 10 million man marches alone will not solve the problem. We need to have local relationships built up.
That's right. I mean, it's all about communications, and we've been taught to be so closed-minded and not to commune as a one human family and not to communicate. I mean, people have to realize that at the molecular level we're all one. So we got to share the level of information in the same light. I actually had a good idea I think Stephen Jones from BYU. He's one of our big he's a big advocate for 9/11 truth, as you know, and he is not able to teach anymore. He's on administrative leave at BYU. So what I want to do is start an online petition to get him back into the classroom, because
I think
he is one of our greatest assets to the argument as far as professional and reputable. And if we could get this guy back in just by causing stir and having a petition saying, hey, we want this guy back in, maybe that would give the whole movement more leverage.
Well, I'm a
whistleblower. It's something I just thought of today driving back.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And as I say, whistleblowers are being persecuted. I know I'm personally been persecuted by the state of Colorado. I know what it's like when you start coming up with the truth and they want to know about the New World Order. They want to silence you because they don't want to get the word out about Oklahoma City or about bioweapon attacks and warfare games. They don't want this out. They want to silence us. They want to
silence us. Political dissent. That's right.
Exactly. And that, to me, is one of the greatest crimes, not as great as 9/11 itself, but it's pretty darn close. The idea of trying to silence the revelation of the truth with scientists and insiders and whistleblowers is a very serious federal crime. And I applaud you, John. That's a great idea. Send me the links, and we'll definitely post it up so that people can get
it. All right,
I'll
shoot you an email, and just want to say to everyone out there in the listening audience to keep the fight up, keep the faith, and we'll get through this. This is what our country is founded on, and this is what we're here for as the people, as the demos, in democracy, the demos are the people, and that's what we need to rely on now. We can no longer rely on this government.
And we should be, again, as Kennedy had said many years ago, that we have to be that shining light on the hill. We have to be the leader of the world rather than the destroyer of worlds. And that's what we're doing with the PNAC document and with our current war status of the Fourth Reich. We're literally becoming destroyer of nations rather than the builder up of people and the rights of everyone on the planet. We're actually destroying our own people. Our military come back broken and have no rights, no health care. And they're even going after the doctors like Dr. Asaf Durakovich, who's another whistleblower persecuted. We need to stop this complete criminal activity by this cabal. Great words, John. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill.
You're doing
a great
job.
Bill.
Alan in Texas, your comments or questions on this, the fifth anniversary.
Yes. Two things. We're being active locally here, and this is also in Austin. We have a group called the People's Action Council. And what one of our projects, we do many different activist things and support other activist groups here, but one of the things that we're doing is a project called the Signs of the Times, where we are gathering in teams of eight on intersections, working the buddy system, people carrying signs and handing out flyers and even carrying a can for donations to make more signs and more flyers to go on more street corners in Austin if you like the message that you're seeing. And we're getting a lot of donations to support that. We're passing out a flyer. We call it the 9/11 flow chart that shows the course of events following 9/11, Afghanistan, Iraq, and all of the bogus reports that came out, lies about fake reports about that, pipelines finished across Afghanistan, and then we have the Patriot Act and the executive orders. So we pass that information out to locals that are driving by, and it's hard to get people to go out and be active. And I'm figuring out it's 1 out of 10,000 people or so that really have the courage to put themselves out there in the face of the public and on the line to spread the word and to work for this stuff. So we're inviting those people to go to our website, peoplesactioncouncil.org.
That's peoplesactioncouncil.org.
Yes, that's it. And the second thing that I had, my wife and I flipped on the TV early this morning. There's a CBS program. I don't watch TV. I caught it out of the corner of my eye. She had the TV on, and it was something called The Early Show, CBS. And they were interviewing a woman who had apparently been in the buildings on the day of 9/11. And I can almost quote her word for word. She said, and I hope somebody out there records all this. I mean, you almost have to record everything on the TV to catch it all. Or maybe somebody can get it out of the archives, The Early Show from CBS, today, 9/11. This woman said, "We were in our office. We heard the planes hit the building and felt the impact. And then explosions started going off all over the place, one after the other. And the floor above us began to crumble and crash in on us." And when I heard her say that, I thought, oh, they're reporting about the bombs. They're
exactly.
Actually reporting about the bombs. But then they just brush on to the next part of her story, and they totally ignore that. And this was mainstream TV, CBS, The Early Show, and she actually said, immediately after the impact, we started hearing explosions going off everywhere. And then the floor above us crumbled and the floor above us collapsed in on us. And
it's
so
amazing, isn't it? They're actually teaching us a 1984 New Think and trying to tell us right to our face what's going on and then not even dealing with it, as if we shouldn't even think of discussing it because it's not part of the hive mind.
Well, I'm wondering if they'll pull that from the archives, if they'll recognize, oh, my goodness, she's talking about bombs, and a lot of people are talking about bombs. Let's pull this out of the archives, or if that will still be in the archives, so we can grab that and add that to our video collections.
That would be great. Now, that'll be on your website as well. And that website again, Alan?
PeoplesActionCouncil.org.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to hear more people, not just in America, but around the world. If you're listening, you need to start in your country, Canada, Britain, Australia, India, China, Africa, wherever you are, because the plans of the globalists are to do these things to your country with a different plan for each area and multiple variations depending on the response of the local public, all modeled in supercomputers. Go ahead, Dan in Texas, your questions and comments regarding 9/11, the 5th anniversary. Dan,
yeah.
In Texas, go right ahead. We're all set for you.
See, I have a different. I change the subject for you, but I need a doctor's opinion. I have asbestos in my lungs.
Right.
Can you tell me, is it best to get an MRI or a CAT scan or a PET scan to show asbestos in the lungs?
Firstly, you need to have a thin section CT scan because you have to watch out for mesothelioma, which is on the outside capsule of the lungs. And if you get mesothelioma, a PET scan will actually pick up metabolic changes in the outside of the lung that indicates an early tumor with abnormal metabolism. So I'd use what's called a PET-CT combination. PET scan and a thin section spiral CT.
And I have pleural plaque at this time.
We can talk about that perhaps after at 888-212-8871. I'm available for consultations. We'll be back on our special on 9/11 right after this break with Joan in Louisiana. And your comments and questions, 800-313-9443.
Headline news, activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, standing in for John Stadtmuller, and do support RBN. We are on a big push now to go to 24-hour radio and Sirius Satellite. We need your donations to support RBN and to expand. And do visit the RBN store for any of your electronic needs, especially K-band satellite, shortwave, and any other electronic equipment. Don't go to the local store. Support RBN and support Liberty, your voice of truth, and your First Amendment rights. And if you require any special precious metals and coins, do go to Republic Tradings at 800-691-7898. It's important. We are on a big push now to go to Sirius Satellite Radio, the entire network. We need to go to 24-hour programming. We need your support, and we need to get the support of those that are new to the truth movement as we spread the word across America and across the world, because literally, in most countries, what we say here in RBN would get you into jail in places like Britain and Canada, because we speak the truth about all these issues, and it's not in hatred, it's in just the truth of the issues, and that's why we are your voice of liberty here at RBN. Also, we request that listeners call AMC Corporation at 1-816-221-4000. That's 1-816-221-4000 for the re-release of America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Rousseau. He'll be on my program, the Nutramedical Report and Clay and Iron Show, on Wednesday. And we need to get this re-released with better quality pictures and so on. This is an important documentary about the literally unconstitutional IRS and the raping financially of the American public for decades. And it's very important. Also, we have links there. You can do it online. We have links on Clay and Iron, so you can go directly to the linked page for AMC Theaters And do send your email, but do call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, 1-816-221-4000. Back to you, Joan, in Louisiana. Your comments on the fifth anniversary of 9/11.
Yes, good afternoon, Doc. It's a pleasure to hear you. You're a refreshing voice. Look, 3 million people perished 5 years ago, and there's been no true accounting for this accountability. The idea that the 18 and 19 Arabs with box cutters could have brought this about is patently absurd, and I think all of us with good sense know that. Now, one third of those people are alive and well in the Mideast right now, so that proves the whole thing is a big, dirty hoax. Now, there are people and groups who wanted and predicted a Pearl Harbor, and so we did indeed have a New York Pearl Harbor, and that explosion and that bombing of those WTC buildings should always be referred to, if we can't forward our position, should be referred to as the New York Pearl Harbor.
I agree. And now, in fact, it's the watershed incident that if we don't stand up against this one, it's this obvious that they have literally pulled the wool over our eyes. That it's obvious now to those that are American citizens and citizens of Canada, Europe, and other countries. 82 countries lost citizens that day. Then we, as a world, will get what we deserve. And literally, we have to stand up to this now. We have to have a backbone. And as I said before, people can contact me directly and give me classified or other information, and I will put it on. But I tell them, don't send it to me unless you're prepared to speak out and put your name, rank, and serial number, because if they can track that information, you're dead. But if you speak out with your full identity, you may live.
Yes,
and we have to realize we're that close to total annihilation, death camps that will make Nazi Germany look like nothing. That's how close we are to disaster, and they built them right in our plain sight with Halliburton and all these other Bechtel Corporation building them above and underground and in 80 countries, and even the president announces it, and he's not impeached. This is ridiculous.
There was one individual who had, at that time, unlimited access to the secrets of the United States Pentagon, to the policy influence, and to the Treasury. He was accountable for the loss and unexplained missing of $1 trillion, and it was all swept under the rug. He's the most powerful Zionist, it's said, in Washington, D.C.
Right.
He has straight highest connections with the Illuminati. Now, who might this be? This is a Zionist political rabbi. His name is Dov Zakheim. Isn't it obvious that in his position that he signed the document calling for a Pearl Harbor, that he should personally be investigated?
Absolutely, and this is going to spread very far and wide, and we have to understand that I have some heritage that goes from all the different peoples, including Jewish people from the Middle East, and I can tell you I am not anti-Semitic. I can't be because I have a Semitic background. When I hear this, I am against those of any group, no matter what they call themselves and what mask they put on, whether they're Jewish, communist, Christian, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. They put on this mask. These people are not, as it says in the Bible, they are not Jews. They are of the synagogue of Satan. And we have to face the fact that the Zionism is a club used by the globalists to bring about global control, because they do it by chaos and then gain power because they are the masters of both light and darkness.
Absolutely. God bless you. I think the public should know that there are two types of rabbis. They're the good Christian, they're the good religious rabbis who
tend
to their
the Torah Jews that are actually living by the law of Moshe and that live by the commandments, and they are righteous in God's eyes. And there are those who are followers of Shabtaitzvi, who is a false messiah of the literally foreshadowing literally the spirit of Antichrist over this world.
They're political. They're absolutely political rabbis. They're Zionists, first of all, and the Zionists are, by and large, they're atheists. But these people have little or no religion, these rabbis.
If they care about the people of Israel, they should be concerned about the policies of the government of Israel in America, which is now putting up walls and is about to put the people of Israel in danger, all of them, Jews, Arabs, and Christians, in the line of war and death.
They can't imagine tomorrow, can they?
No. We'll be back. If you want to stay on the line, John,
no,
we'll be
God
back
bless
in a
you.
Moment.
God bless you, Doc. You're doing a great job.
800-313-9443 on the fifth anniversary of 9/11.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back on the 5th anniversary of 9/11. And looking back and looking forward to us choosing our future in America and around the world, we have Scott in Massachusetts. Your comments or questions?
Hi.
On the National Intel Report. Go right ahead, Scott. We're ready.
Thanks, Bill. Is this Bill Deagle?
It is.
How are you?
I'm doing great, considering the difficult matters we have to deal with, but it's better to be a realist and face the truth and then have a positive response for it than to pretend that it's not going to happen. As
right.
A trauma ER burn doctor, I can tell you that when you try to pretend things are going to be better than they are and you don't prepare, you have death and destruction are the results, and you're called to task on that matter. So,
preparation and knowledge are like 95% of anything you do.
Absolutely.
But you know, what I wanted to say was just some observations in terms of the anniversary of 9/11. It looks like we're turning it into a Holocaust-type religion.
Exactly. I don't want it to happen that way because literally that's what I hear, and I can hear it in between the words of John Stadtmuller, is that he was disgusted by what he saw there. They're turning it into like a Holocaust museum type thing,
uh-huh,
rather than dealing with the reality of the criminal activity that's ongoing,
uh-huh,
with the proponents trying to start World War III, trying to turn America into a matrix and then roll it over to the King of Spain for the I-35 corridor, completely bankrupt the American population with planned financial catastrophes, which they plan to bring about. That's why they want an attack on Iran. They know immediately the American economy will crash because the Strait of Hormuz will be mined. The Chinese and the Asian countries which support America will pull out their money finally. Our dollar and our bubble will crash. And all of this is planned to destroy the American middle class, which is the crosshairs are on us.
That's right, because we are the last bastion of freedom that stands in their way to do this, along with, believe it or not, pious Muslims. I'm not talking about the fanatical Muslims.
Exactly. In fact, that's the reason why in 1997, when I prepared for Focus on the Family, the special briefing documents for the Focus on the Family group was going over to talk against fetal tissue transplantation and abortion, I warned them that the Muslim nations would be the first to walk from the meeting with Hillary Rotten Clinton and the others that were trying to push IMF control to reduce population and force sterilization and birth control on the Muslim populations, which was the globalist plan, and they wouldn't buy it.
Nope.
And the Christians didn't walk out, but guess what? Who did? The Muslims walked out,
and
that's why the crosshairs are on the Muslim people, because they want to get them out of the way, because they know that they're the final barrier. The American public, and a righteous American public, and a righteous, nonviolent Muslim population that knows that they want to do the right thing, and they don't want birth control, and population control is part of a globalist plan.
Yep. And you know, whenever anybody says, we're over there fighting for democracy, I'm like, well, tell me something. What part of democracy do you think the Muslims over there want? Do you think they want the pornography part or the abortion part?
They want to be liberated from their lives. They want to be liberated from their pulse and their breath. They want to be liberated from clean food. They want to be liberated from a nice place to live with palm trees and beaches and beautiful climate. They want to be liberated from having a population that they can be proud of and educated universities. They want to be liberated from their skin and their bones and their muscles and their blood. That's what they want us to liberate them from.
It's unbelievable. But I know a Catholic nun who did, an American individual who did 30 years in Iraq, and she, as a Christian, living in a Muslim nation, never, ever had a problem.
Right.
Never. Not once in 30 years. I asked her, sister, did you ever have a problem? Never in my 30 years.
Let me tell you about my great-grandmother and grandfather. They came in 1892 to America and Canada. I have U.S. and Canadian relatives. That's why I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Detroit. My mother's family came from Beirut, Lebanon, because they were Christian Maronites.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my family Jewish, Iranian, Mede, and Arab background.
Mm-hmm.
All these people lived together on the same streets and never harmed each other until the British discovered oil in the Middle East and decided to create and carve up the nation so they could create a dialectic of conflict and balkanization, which caused war and death. That's the whole game. The game
British were goaded into it by the Zionists in World War One, with the Balfour Agreement and the destruction of the Ottoman Empire and the extermination of Armenians. But beyond that, you know, the treachery of government and greedy, devilish people goes on and on. I just have a question for you. You have three types of Judaism: Reform, Conservative, and Orthodox. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Those are the three types of religious. Judaism, religious, have nothing to do with race. We're just talking
about. I like to divide it into really two. I mean, you can put all those other groups in one. There is Torah Judaism, which is based on the Word of God.
Well, no, you got to be careful now. Torah.
Well, I'm talking about the original.
The Pentateuch.
Yeah,
you're talking about the first five books
of the Bible and the Ten Commandments, and then you have Talmudic, which is all the other garbage, and that is evil.
All right, now, which one of them don't follow the Talmud? They all do.
Well, the problem is,
name me, and this is not now, but if you hear about a synagogue that doesn't have the Talmud,
tough questions, hey,
as part of their religious expression, I want to know about it.
Exactly. I want to know about it, too. And that's why, as my my father-in-law used to say, who's now dead, he used to be a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, he used to say, a real Christian is as rare as a white crow. And I'm going to say a Torah Jew, a real Torah Jew, is as rare as a white crow as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the problem. The problem is, if you don't just follow the Torah, if you look, and I posted up a number of actual statements right out of the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud.
Right.
Which is a racist document. It's evil. And I can tell you that as a person who has Jewish heritage, I'm just completely embarrassed to think that people believe this garbage and that they teach it to their children. They have children in Israel. This is what they do.
They go and
sign bombs that they drop on the Lebanese people, both Christians and, which were their allies, by the way, and the Arab peoples as if they're vermin. That's evil. And when you teach children from the moment they're born, not just the stupid bombs they put in the Palestinian kids, which I think is also evil, but when they teach children to sign bombs that, that's evil. When the Israeli children are being brought in a school bus to a weapons facility and signing with markers the outside of the bomb.
I'm glad you know so much about this, Joe, because we need more people who really understand about what's going on out there. And what people don't understand is that between July 14th and August 12th, the Israeli Defense Forces launched 7,500 aircraft attacks on Lebanon.
Yeah,
and 2,500 naval bombardments.
Not just that. What they did is they're using new weapon systems, including Dazzle weapons, directed energy weapons, which burst their organs without any shrapnel, sound cannon weapons, all kinds of things, chemical weapons.
That stuff I don't know about, but I do know that we gave them 100 depleted uranium bunker busting
GDU-28 bombs, exactly.
And then at the end we gave them I don't know how many cluster bombs, and as they were leaving they dropped all these cluster bombs. I'm like, what is going on over there?
It's called genocide. They're trying to destroy the peoples of that area. So the Litani River, they're trying to wipe out the Lebanese people.
Now I was, you know, we talked about preparation and knowledge. And when I was 17, I went into the Coast Guard, and their motto was Semper Paratus, always prepared.
Right.
And you know, you start through osmosis picking stuff up. And what's happening, and what my function was in the Coast Guard was anti-submarine warfare.
Right.
And the fact that Israel is now accumulating and purchasing submarines from Germany that have the ability to launch cruise missiles is scaring me to death.
Well, here's the fact.
Because these people over there in Israel are racist, superior, they worry about the skinheads being white supremacists.
Yeah.
They're Jewish supremacist racists.
Well, they're not only supremacists against anybody else. They're even supremacist over against Jewish people that
against
are falacious.
Sephardic Jews.
Sephardic and falacious Jews. They treat them like they're vermin.
And they're Jews.
And if
you don't believe in the Talmud, you become less than even that.
Well, if you can be a nuclear physicist, I talked to scientists and doctors, neurosurgeons from Russia that were 100% Jewish, and when they came there because they became messianic believers, guess what happened to their job? They couldn't find a job sweeping in front of a cafe, and money ran out, they were penniless and starving.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Israeli government treats their Jewish people that they brought back to the land of Israel.
Right. Now, Bill, the Jews over there, they actually, the government actually pays the rabbis.
I know that.
Right. Now, here, the Jews who support Israel don't find a problem with that, but over here, we can't have a crucifix on a hill.
Right. So they have separation of church and state.
How much hypocrisy do we have to tolerate from these people before we say, hey, you know, that's enough out of you idiots?
Well, exactly.
And this is how I feel.
Exactly. The fact is that righteous people of all faiths can no longer rely that their proper and righteous activity can even be respected by the state anymore.
No, in fact,
you're considered a non-patriot if you think that somehow that an unrighteous activity like invading a country and destroying a people, and that's what we've done with Lebanon. That's our latest campaign, is to give weapons to the Israelis to go literally turn Israel back 15 years into a disaster zone.
Take your time. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. You can pull out. And then continue afterwards with a air and a naval blockade so they couldn't even get the people out, including Canadian and U.S. citizens.
Well,
and people starving to death while they have radioactive shrapnel in them. And people like Ted Wayman from UMRC want to go over there, American and Canadian citizens, to even test the people who've been blasted with radiation and these weird weapons.
Well, you tell me what they did to the UN station that was there for observation purposes.
Well,
they liberated them.
They told them, hey, we're going to kill you.
They liberated them.
They liberated them from their skins and their blood and their life and their brain tissue. They liberated them from this planet. They gave them true democracy. That's what they gave them.
Bill Deagle, God bless you. And it's really good to hear you, and I'm happy I had a chance to talk to you. And RBN, you know, good luck over there.
We appreciate people like you, Scott, standing up and speaking to your neighbors, because if we don't stand up soon, and it's not just one issue, it's not just 9/11, we're facing a disaster on every front, global climate
economic, shift. The economic tsunami.
Right. We have an economic tsunami. We have a climate shift. We have a population problem. Every one of these things, by the way, has a solution. Every single one. But they don't want us to have the solution. And the same globalists hijack our environmental movement, hijack our finances. It's like we have trillions of dollars in the bank with the Leo Wanta issue. But yet, all of a sudden, they're saying we're going bankrupt. We can't pay our debts. And, of course, if they mine the Strait of Hormuz, which is what the Iranians will do, the Asian countries will pull all of our money. And then guess what? We go bankrupt and our middle class will become serfs. That's what their plan is. Even though we have plenty of money, we have plenty of resources, they want to turn us into slaves
in
the system.
You talked about dual citizenship. That rubs me the wrong way. That's okay. That's your right. As a human being, that's what you want to do. I am extremely nationalist. We have to take care of the U.S. of A. first.
Absolutely. I agree. I'll tell you what I think, though. I think that U.S. citizenship should take precedence because of a number of reasons. Number one is that America is the last bulwark against global hegemony.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
It's not Canada. It's not Britain. It's not Australia. It's America, which is why the crosshair is on America and the American Constitution.
They're not worried about America because America has been infected with the virus of pornography, of homosexuality, of all these demonic activities of abortion, and, you know, the propaganda we get over TV. We're hypnotized, we're illuminated.
Right.
Into oblivion by these people.
Right. Well, it has become a haunt for every evil bird, as it says in Revelation 18.
It has become a
whoredom.
Yep. The mystery Babylon. And the bottom line is that the reason why they have us over there blowing these Islamic Muslims into kingdom come and starving them to death is that because they can't do what they've done to us to them. They won't buy it. What's the first thing they do when they go into Iraq? They start pumping pornography and handing out dishes. This is what they do.
Right.
This is, you know, you're talking about direct vibration, electromagnetic, a laser, whatever kind of weapons that are happening.
The
psychological torture that these people inflict on the other people of the world and on the people of this country especially is a crime. It's criminal.
You're right. The best weapon is the weapon against the mind. I call it Satan vision, not TV.
Amen to that.
That means Hollywood and all of the other horrendous things that are pushed out there.
And who are the people behind it? They are Zionist Jews.
Exactly.
They are Zionist Jews.
Well,
90% of them.
Exactly. That's the reality. If you don't want to agree with it. But guess what? In other countries like in Canada, if I said that, I would have a CSIS officer at my door and I'd be going to prison.
Some guy in today's forward, I just got the forward today. I read the Jewish forward. And in notable news from the desk, some guy in Canada for saying just the things about the Holocaust that the Jews are behind this, 15 years in prison for him. Today's forward. Look it up.
Now, here's the reality. The reality
forward.net on the
what's the website again, Scott?
Forward.net.
Here's the reality. The reality is, we have this on Eric Phelps' archive on my radio show just a few weeks ago, and his new book, Vatican Assassins 3, and you're right, the Zionist, Labor Zionist, Sheftites, the anti-Jews, and the Illuminati are in a cabal together to bring down the world.
Right.
And the fact is that they sold their own people out. And in fact, David Ben-Gurion said himself that he would rather that half of the Jews die so that they could have a nation of Israel than all of the Jews survive by being exported to other countries.
And then you watch what
That's
goes
an actual
on.
Statement by the founder of the Nation of Israel.
Bill, I know. God bless you for knowing all this stuff, man. I appreciate
it. Well, it's a reality, and if we don't face reality, we are going to repeat history as it says. Pliny said, the ancient philosopher, if we do not study history, we are doomed to repeat it.
And I'm going to tell everybody, prepare and buy bullets, because no matter what you have, if you don't have bullets, you're not going to have it.
Whatever you got is going to be somebody else's, because, in fact, I'd worked with the guys at the Federal Center in Denver, and they were prepared with underground caverns full of bales of heroin and gold bullion, because they knew ultimately within 2 weeks the gangs would take over America, Canada, and every Western nation. I had talked to a major planner in Canada, and he told me the exact facts that they've actually done war game simulations on computers, and if they just shut down all the highways and had no natural disaster or nuclear war, within 30 days half of the population of Canada and America would be gone from starvation and violence. That's a fact.
It's unbelievable.
Half of the population.
And when John Moore said this weekend to buy a bolt cutter, I took some serious thought to going out and spending $100 on a decent bolt cutter. He said you got to have a. He said John Statmiller pulled up to some location they were at together in the same exact car, and they went out to see how well John's car looked and how everything, and John showed him how his car was prepared for survival. pair of huge bolt cutters there. John says, I don't go anywhere without my bolt cutters.
That's really clever. And see, people need that. They need their Berkey. They need their potassium iodate. They need their
Radiotac.
They need to have their first line of defense kit. They need to have these things, and if they don't, God help them.
Well,
they need their bullets, and if they don't have their gun and other weapons, which they can get, and I'm going to tell you, through my networks, I'm going to make sure people know other ways that are not conventional, but I will not announce it on the air. They need to be able to be prepared to protect themselves, because your unprepared neighbor, when they get starving and violent, they're going
to
come for you and what you have and your family, and you better be prepared. That's why you've got to tell your neighbor. You got to prepare them. You got to be a friend now so they're not an enemy tomorrow.
Well, you know, to just leave you with this, because what I see happening is that they allow these immigrants to go wild in the streets and do looting and everything. And now if I protect my family and shoot one of these people, they're going to come arrest me. That's
how
they're going to get.
That's part of the game. It's like the old story Vladimir Lenin said. He said, show me the man and I will show you the crime.
Yep. And he meant it.
He meant it.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care, everyone, and we'll be here taking your calls and questions on the 5th anniversary of 9/11, and we're wrapping up the National Intel Report today. And remember 9/11. Don't forget it, and don't just cry over 9/11. Let's get a backbone, people. Let's stand up. And the big blue machine, all you people listening in the intelligence community and listening in the military and the police, the medical community, the legal community, it's your future. We are standing up for the daughters of George Bush Jr., George W. We're standing up for the descendants of the Rothschilds and all their children. We're standing up for the people in India and China and the Muslim communities around the world where they plan on reducing their population by birth control or by radiation or by starvation or by war, and or by, in the next few years, even putting robotic mech warriors and cyborgs in there to destroy those people, because they are standing in the way of global hegemony. And we, today, on the 5th anniversary of 9/11, say no. No means no, and no means no all the way from the ballot box to the cartridge box. It means getting prepared. It means talking to your neighbor. It means no longer tolerating this anymore. It's like the movie Network. Stick your head out the window and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it. And it means today, on the 5th anniversary, stop crying, stop passing the towels. It's now time for action. We need indictments, we need an international commission, and we need to stand up and speak out now, or we will forever be silenced, and America will be only a whisper in the darkness, what's left of America and our world. Your calls and questions, 800-313-9443. Well, it's been quite a day, I can tell you. hearing those comments from John Stadtmuller, hearing from Gary Franchi, Barry Zwicker, Eric Schein from The Zone on Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. You know, this is a very concerning thing, but we have positive signs because we can take control when we have documentaries like Terror Storm by Alex Jones. We have the new documentary by Lynn Pence and also her partner Barb Honecker, who's a whistleblower. We have documentaries by people such as Dr. Stephen E. Jones that releases the real scientific evidence that thermite cut the buildings apart, which is why they fell on their footprint. But then they pulled Building 7. We have direct complicity with the Port Authority and with the people that own Building 7. This is a criminal activity, and they need indictments. I'd like to see a prison where we literally pay money, very little money, but we pay money to actually go in there to actually see these criminals do hard labor the rest of their days. I don't want to see them executed. I want to see them doing hard labor. I want to make sure that these people pay for their crime and are on full display for everyone. I'd like to see a prison, a plexiglass zoo for all these characters, like Dick Cheney and George W. and the owner of the World Trade Center 1 and 2 and Building 7. These people are criminals. And we need to call it for what it is instead of pretending it's otherwise. That, in many ways, is intellectually the greatest crime. We don't call it what it is. And if you have calls or questions or last dying comments at this moment, don't let 9/11 be forgotten. And don't just cry about it. Stand up and speak about this issue because we are facing financial earthquakes, 9/11s, biological, chemical, and nuclear. If we don't stand up today, we will wail and cry out if they blow up downtown Chicago or Detroit or some other major city or more than one, or dirty bombs go off and we have all our burn units in North America filled. I know I've been a burn doctor, and I can tell you there's nothing more horrendous than seeing someone burnt 70 to 80% of their body. And radiation burns are some of the most evil because a person's immune system fails as well from the radiation dosage. This is what our future is if we don't stand up today. You want it to be you or your relatives? Whether you're a judge or a policeman or a technician, it's our world and our future. The planet is dying. We have to stop this madness today. We have Slim Pickens and Dick Cheney and these psychomaniacs. They are like William James Gacy, serial killers of nations on the loose, writing documents like the PNAC document. This is completely unacceptable. It is time for us to say an end. No more 9/11s. And the truth must be spoken, just like Lone Lantern, like that Lone Lantern organization with Gary Franchi, lonelantern.org. Do support RBN. We need to be on 24-hour radio. We need to be on Sirius Satellite. Our voice must become stronger because we are that light on the hill. We're the only voice of liberty, America. We're the only thing stopping the New World Disorder from taking and finally killing our planet and destroying mankind. We'll be back tomorrow. Amazing date. Remember it. And check out the links on clayandiron.com, RBN, visit the store. Support RBN and do call AMC 816-221-4000 and ask for Freedom to Fascism to be rebroadcast. We need these documentaries in the public eye. They can't ignore us anymore. We are the cognitive majority. And we will take our position in history as the founders of a new America. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow on RBN.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.